This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting underway. President holds meeting with House Speaker. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Sunil Lamsal says government is committed to road improvement and safety. And U.S. President Donald Trump set to reach Beijing on Wednesday evening to discuss Iran war and other issues with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives is currently underway. The session is focused on discussions over the government's policy and program, with lawmakers expected to present their views based on party representation during the debate. The policy and program was earlier presented in a joint sitting of the Federal Parliament yesterday by President Ramchandra Powdil. According to the agenda, the ongoing session will also pave the way for the presentation of the national budget for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Samvat in the current parliamentary session. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Powdil and Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Ariel, held a meeting today. The meeting took place at the President's office, Sitil Niwas, where the two discussed contemporary national and political issues, according to the Office of the President. During the meeting, discussions were held on the country's current political situation, parliamentary affairs and other matters of national importance. President Powdil and Speaker Ariel have been holding discussions on constitutional and nationally significant issues. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Sunil Lamsal has said that the government is committed to strengthening road safety and developing basic infrastructure across the country. Speaking at a meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives today, Minister Lamsal said sufficient budget arrangements have been made for road maintenance and improvement projects aimed at enhancing road safety. He informed the committee that the government is preparing to implement plans focused on traffic management, expansion of traffic lights, construction of bridges near riverbanks, landslide control measures and road widening projects to reduce road accidents. During the meeting, lawmakers stressed the need for adequate manpower, institutional structures and sufficient budget allocation to make road safety measures more effective. They also drew attention to issues such as construction of rural roads, development of technology-based road monitoring systems, quality testing of vehicles and strengthening regular inspections to minimize road accidents. Ministry Secretary Gopal Prasad Sikdel said the ministry remains committed to the policy and legal reforms aimed at improving road safety and reducing traffic accidents. Road safety expert Dr. Bhagwati Sedai stressed the need to immediately endorse the Road Safety Act currently under parliamentary consideration and to formulate a National Road Safety Action Plan. Pre-monsoon rainfall continued to affect several parts of the country over the past 24 hours, with western Nepal witnessing heavy showers and thunderstorms, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The department said Tatupani in Meghdi district recorded the highest rainfall in the country at 104.2 millimetres between 8:45 a.m. Monday and 8:45 a.m. Tuesday, that is today, indicating intense pre-monsoon activity in the hilly region. Rainfall was recorded at 43 out of 390 meteorological stations nationwide during the 24-hour period. Of the total stations, 90 are manually operated and 300 are automated. Meteorologists considered the ongoing weather pattern of the annual pre-monsoon system, which typically brings localized heavy rain, thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds across Nepal before the onset of the monsoon season in June. Despite rainfall in several areas, temperatures have remained high in the Tarai region. Nepalganj in Banke district recorded the highest maximum temperature at 36.5 degrees Celsius, while Kalaya in Bara district registered the highest minimum temperature at 26.5 degrees Celsius. In contrast, Thak Marfa in Mustang recorded the country's lowest minimum temperature at just 7.5 degrees Celsius, while Lukla in Solukhumbu recorded the lowest maximum temperature at 17.7 degrees Celsius. The department has been monitoring changing weather conditions as pre-monsoon systems have become more active across the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to reach Beijing on Wednesday evening to discuss the Iran war and other issues with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly said an opening ceremony and meeting will be on Thursday morning and the trip will conclude on Friday. The U.S. plans to host the Chinese leader during a reciprocal visit later this year. Kelly said that this week's trip would be of tremendous symbolic significance and focus on rebalancing the relationship with China and prioritizing reciprocity and fairness to restore American economic independence. Trump's visit initially scheduled for earlier this year, but postponed in March due to the U.S.-Israel war on Iran, comes as the U.S. president struggles to contain the fallout from the war both at home and abroad. A senior administration official told news outlets in an anonymous briefing on Sunday that Trump could reapply pressure to China on Iran in areas such as oil sales and Tehran's purchase of potential dual-role military-civilian goods. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent last week accused China of funding Iran. An independent Israeli investigative commission has accused Hamas of carrying out systematic and widespread sexual violence during the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel and against hostages held in Gaza. The findings were recently released in a 300-page report by the Civil Commission on the 7th of October crimes by Hamas against women and children. The commission said its two-year investigation concluded that sexual and gender-based violence was integral to the attacks and subsequent hostage captivity. According to the report, abuse including rape, sexualized torture and humiliation occurred at multiple locations, including residential communities, military sites, shelters and the Nova Music Festival grounds. Investigators reviewed more than 10,000 photos and video clips and conducted over 430 interviews with survivors, witnesses, returned hostages, experts and victims' families. The commission stated that many victims did not survive to testify, while others continue to suffer severe trauma. It concluded that the acts constituted war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocidal acts under international law. Now, sports cricket. Scotland have posted 243 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 50 overs against Nepal in today's match of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 at Trivan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. After winning the toss and electing to bat first, Scotland got the score thanks to an acceleration in the final over, scoring 36 runs for the loss of just 2 wickets in the last 5 overs. Nepal now needs 244 runs to secure victory in the crucial League 2 encounter, but since it's raining, we'll have to wait to see what will be the outcome of the match. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. House of Representatives meeting underway. President holds meeting with House Speaker. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Sunil Lamsal says government is committed to road improvement and safety. And U.S. President Donald Trump set to reach Beijing on Wednesday evening to discuss the Iran war and other issues with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.